So Rosh Chodesh Av is fast approaching, and although we're a day late technically for this Chabura, it may have relevance for this week. Should we have said Mevorach HaChodesh, the Ratzon, etc., for Av this week? Well, first of all, did you say it? I wasn't here. Huh? Yes, okay. I was also, they said Mevorach HaChodesh. The question is, should we have said the Mevorach HaChodesh for Av? So the Mordechai in Moed Katan says an interesting two lines about this. He says he saw in a Tosefta in Shabbos that before the Rosh Chodesh Av, Ein Mazkirin Rosh Chodesh. You don't say Mevorach HaChodesh, Mishum, Tichsiv in a Pasuk in Iov, B'mispar Yerachim Al Yovo. That Iov is talking, and my quick glance at the Psukim sounds like Iov is talking about his own birthday. He's saying that my birthday, which is a cursed day of a day that I was born, look at all the troubles that I have. We shouldn't mention the month or the birth date that I am born. You see from here, therefore, says the Mordechai, not to bench the Chodesh of Av. The Mordechai then goes on and says, well, let me tell you three reasons why that is incorrect. Number one, he says, the whole point of Levarech Yisrael, Shazman Muchan Pranis. If Av is a bad month, what should you do? Make an extra long Mevorach HaChodesh. Because if it has bad omen to it, on the contrary, you should go out of your way, says the Mordechai, to bless Rosh Chodesh Av. That's number one. Number two, he says, the whole Pasuk in Iov, he says, who says it's talking about Av? It's talking about Iov's own bad luck, whatever the context of Iov is, not, can't do that in a 2-minute shiur, but whatever Iov's issues were, that has nothing to do with us blessing Av. And number three, he says, there's a pasuk in Iov which says, as well, al tovo brinana bo, that you shouldn't rejoice during that birth date of Iov, but therefore, says the Mordechai, if that's really true that you're not blessing Chodesh, you know what you shouldn't do? Think about how fast davening would be this week. Don't say hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Because he says, if you're really basing it off of Iov, the pasuk says you shouldn't be happy on that month either. So how could you even, on the birth date of Iov, whatever, you shouldn't be misameach. So too, if you're comparing it to Av, don't say hallel. Says the Mordechai, that's ridiculous, and therefore you should say Mevorach HaChodesh on Av. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, Yesh Omrim, some have the minug, not to be Mevorach Chodesh Av, period. That's it. So he doesn't bring any dissenting opinions. And then you read the Mishnah Berurah. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and this is, you know, you wish we would have found this out before davening, because then you could have maybe told the Rav, why would you could have saved 5-10 minutes, you know, or maybe extra long Kiddush. Because listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh Mekomos, doesn't say any other opinions, Yesh Mekomos, some places, She'ein Nohagin Levarich Rosh Chodesh Al Av. They don't make the benching of Rosh Chodesh Av, Mishum Shu Chodesh Shel Peronius. Because it's a month of Peronius, period, no dissenting opinion. Sounds like, what would you say the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is? Say it or not say it? I don't know, he doesn't bring the other opinion of the Mordechai, which gave three reasons why he should still say Mevorach HaChodesh. He just says, some have the minhag not to say it. On the footnote, the Shaar HaTzion, he says three words. Machatzis HaShekel, which is the name of a commentary on the Magen Avraham, U Pashut. And it's obvious. See, what do you have to do? You have to go check the Machatzis HaShekel. What does the Machatzis HaShekel do? He brings down the Mordechai verbatim. So remember, the Mordechai said some don't say it, but then the Mordechai brought three reasons to say it. So what exactly is the Mishnah Berurah doing by referencing this Machatzis HaShekel? Presumably, I would have thought that he means Machatzis HaShekel concludes that you should say Mevorach HaChodesh, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah is doing. Comes along the Rivo Sephraim and says, well, why does he throw in the word U Pashut? What is that adding to you? It's so simple. So the Rivo Sephraim quotes from Rav Uzband, who says that, you know what, I think it's Rav Uzband and Rivo does, I think his father. But so he quotes and he says that what's shot with this word, upashut? Pashut is telling me what the Mishnah Berurah is really trying to get at. He's trying to say that it's obvious that you shouldn't say Mevorach HaChodesh. upashit is it's obvious that that's really the reason of the machatz is a shekel of those who say should not say it. That's what it's coming to do for you. According to that, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion would be that you should not say mevarchem achodesh this past week. The problem is that what? Everyone says it. So what is that based upon? So that's where the kind of chabur kind of ends. The basic is that the Aruch HaShulchan comes up with the pshara, and the Rivo Sifraim kind of alludes to it, is that because we don't really know which minog to adopt, what do we come up with the pshara? Menachem Av. That if you say the word Menachem to comfort Av, somehow that takes care of the bad problem. Because the problem is not really benching the Rosh Chodesh. The problem is mentioning the word Av. There's no problem about making a bracha or yiratzon that you should have chilat satsamos this month. That's not the problem. The problem is that you say Av, Rosh Chodesh, Av. So to solve that problem, says the Aruch HaShulchan and brought down the Rivos Ephraim, what should you do? You should say the word Minachem Av, and that solves all the problems. Now that makes a lot of sense, because the word Av, Minachem Av, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Av, is Menachem, his children, us, during this month. Yeah. Oh, so Avrachim stems a little bit from this about what, but Avrachim has its own issues that do, when the Mintakon of saying Avrachim during bad times, like Svira, does that apply to our issue as well? But I think that's a little bit different, but it's connected to this idea. Maybe at the end you'll see I'm going to try to suggest what the reason is. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I saw, says, David Kamar, David Kamar. You want to say Menachem Av, say Menachem Av. If you want to just say Av, just say Av. But Rav Chaim doesn't even entertain the possibility of not saying Rosh Chodesh at all. So it seems to be Minag Kla Yisrael is to say, to bench Rosh Chodesh. Not sure exactly why, based on this Mishnah Berurah, which seemingly leads to the reason of omitting it completely. Perhaps you could say, you know, there's the same famous discussion, you have a problem, there's two ways to do it. Dr. Pelkovitz always says this over in these Why You Smicha classes for rabbis and their pastoral work, and how there's two ways to deal with the problems, peronius. Either you could, it's my own thought, take it or leave it, a little bit homiletical. But, you know, after doing Erevin for 20 weeks, I think we could end up with a homiletical, 1 week of homiletics. Is that, should you be mesiach, it's based on a gemara, should you tell over your problems to other people, or should you be mesiach with a samach, forget your problems? I mean, there's two ways to do it. You could focus all your troubles and try to forget about it, or you could speak to a therapist and talk it out. Both are valid psychological ways, according to, you know, the experts on how to deal with your problems. I would suggest perhaps that's this minute. Av is a month of pranis. The question is, how do we do it? Do we hit it straight on and we bench Rosh Chodesh Av and Menachem Av to try to, you know, address it straight on and speak it out and maybe see if we could change it and talk it out to others? Or do we try to mesiach with the samach and forget about it all and not do mevarchem Rosh Chodesh at all? Other than that, I don't have a hesber what this machlokas is based upon. What is it? How does it apply to us now that Rosh Chodesh, benching Rosh Chodesh, finished? So the last sentence is that some have the minhag, the Chassam Sofer, is he would write Menachem Av on all his letters that he wrote in this month. As well, on Rosh Chodesh, when you bench, so you say, HaChodesh HaRayt HaRachaman, V'Varach HaChodesh HaZeh, right, with Tovav Racha, right? So I saw brought down in the Chamas Yisrael that he brings from Achronim, you should either add on after L'Tovav Racha, V'Sosnu L'Simcha, or to delete the words Tova Ubracha and replace it with Sasa Masimcha. And that's this idea, is that we try to do as much as possible to change the tenor of the month and to change the mazel of the month to make it good. It should be a good month for everyone. Shkar.